Hi bosses, welcome back to the Currently Bossing podcast, powered by the Boss Up Agency. I'm your host, Brittany Nicole, and welcome to Season 7, The Art of Being Well. Today we're chatting with Marissa Jenkins, the mother, visionary, and serial entrepreneur behind Freedom Apothecary. Freedom Apothecary's mission is to promote diversity in the beauty and wellness industry while building community, educating, and providing a thoughtful, curated selection of clean beauty, wellness, and lifestyle products. Marissa is dedicated to supporting women-founded brands and advocating for a more equitable, conscious, and sustainable way of living for everyone.
Marissa, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to chat with you because I know you wear so many hats as an entrepreneur, a mom. I mean, the list goes on. And I know there are other women out here who wear a lot of hats too. So excited to hear from you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Of course. So I love to start off by painting the scene a little bit for our guests. So can you tell us a little bit more about you and your career journey?
Yeah, of course. So I am owner and founder of Freedom Apothecary, and I like to say that freedom is kind of a, a culmination of my life's journey, essentially. I started out in the exercise and fitness world. I have a degree in exercise physiology. I then went on to Northwestern to get a certification in prosthetics. And then from there, started making my own products. So that's kind of how I got into the world of formulating natural products. And then from there, became a licensed esthetician.
So it feels like your journey has taken you so many different ways. And I know that it's also brought you to going to Essence Fest, 2 weeks ago? How was that, and what is it like to be able to experience something like that from a brand perspective?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Mississippi. So I grew up, coming to New Orleans and going to Essence Festival with my mom, all my life. So as a brand to actually, and for years, that's always been oh my gosh, we need to go to Essence, we need to do a pop-up at Essence. We need to do all these things. So to now to actually be in the city and actually have space to hold space for other people that are coming has really honestly been a dream come true. It feels like a manifestation of all the things that I hoped for myself and for the brand, especially this year, being able to speak on a panel at Essence Festival, and to also host events for other brands that are in the city who are looking to speak about wellness and all the different modalities of wellness in the for Black women, for Black people. So it's been, like I said, honestly, a dream come true.
Do you think that going through your journey, you would have thought that you would have been at this point in time, with your brand and everything? Where did you think you were going to end up?
No idea. I'm somewhat of a shy, introverted person. So I've been on this journey and this path of okay, this is where I see myself. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to get there. But that's what that's what I see for myself. So when these opportunities come about, it's okay, well, I have to say yes, because I've asked for them, and so this is where I'm supposed to be. So just embracing that, knowing that this is what I've asked for. And I didn't know, where the journey would take me. I hoped that I would get here. So
It always floats around and I always come back to it, but it's looking up and realizing that you're living in one of your answered prayers. And it's okay, I'm here now. I've been praying for this for the last few years or months or whatever the case may be. Now what am I going to do with it to keep the momentum, to keep moving forward?
Exactly. Even when fear sets in, when I got the email, being asked to speak, I instantly got anxious and I was sweating. I'm I just literally just read an email. This is not even the day. And I called my mom and she was what are you gonna do? You have to do my, yeah, I have to do it, but I'm like nervous as heck. And I'm like, okay, you know, like calm down. Like you asked for these things, you prayed for this, and like you're here. So like even when that fear is trying to like come up and, you know, tell you, like, okay, like can you really do this? Do you have the tools? Do you have what it takes? Like, yeah, like you do. You have what it takes. So like just do it. Like this is what you prayed for. So
Absolutely. There's always going to be like some fear tied to it, but you like have to like go full throttle and just see what you could do and get out your comfort zone.
for sure. Yep.
I know that you have so many things going on and coming down off of Essence Fest. Do you have like any routines, like either morning or evening routines that kind of like get you back on track, especially as a mom of two?
Fitness, to be very honest with you, like working out, having that daily routine, like taking my kids to school, immediately going to the gym, you know, getting a good grounded start every day, eating a healthy meal, and then just, you know, sitting down, looking at my calendar. I typically do that the night before, but looking at my calendar just to see, you know, what the day holds, and being prepared for that.
I always say that I get some of my best ideas when I'm running on the treadmill. Do you get like ideas when you're working out and you're like, oh crap, like I need to be doing this, or like that would be cool for us to do?
Yeah, I do. To be honest, I feel like most of my ideas and visions come like when I'm sleeping, like that hour right before I get, I think they call it like lucid, when you're kind of like half awake, half sleep, like that's when usually like all of my ideas come.
That's so interesting. So, do you like write it down, like wake up out of that lucid sleep, or do you just kind of like let it wait until the next morning?
Usually the next morning, but like it depends on how like jarring it is. Like a lot of times it's like, oh my gosh, like I wake up and it's like immediately like, you know, pulling out the notebook or getting hopping on my phone or computer, and I'm like, you know, like just going crazy, like, okay, this idea, like I need to like really, you know, write this down or act on it or whatever. So
So what was it like coming to or having the idea of Freedom Apothecary come into fruition? Like, how did that come to you?
yeah, the same way, like a dream. So I had Mo Moisture, which was my like body care line, and I was pretty much a solopreneur. I was, you know, making the products, managing the website, the social media, like doing all of the things. And I was pregnant with my second daughter, and was burnt out. Frankly, I was tired. I was burnt out. I was tired of like, you know, doing it all myself. And the business was, it was healthy, but it wasn't like growing and scaling. It was just kind of like, and I was like, I'm over this. I'm like, I'm so tired. And honestly, I have been asking for years, like, what is my purpose? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, this is good, but it's not like I don't feel completely fulfilled. And so I had just been, you know, searching and reading and asking, like, what is it? Like, what is that thing that's gonna like make me feel like I'm living like in purpose, like on purpose, and I'm excited to like get up and do it every day. And same thing, like before day one morning I'm dreaming, and it was just like this very vivid dream of the space and, you know, who I would cater to, what I would offer. And so I remember waking up and was just like just popped up out of bed and was just like full of excitement and full of joy. I was like, okay, like this is it. I'm doing this. And I literally, like, I haven't looked back since. About a month after that, it's this building in my neighborhood then in Philly, and it had been vacant for like years since I moved to the neighborhood. And so one day I was walking to the gym and they had started construction on that building, and I was like, that's my building. Like, you know, it's just a, and I was afraid. Like, I tried to talk myself, because I'm like, okay, well, I have e-commerce, and at the time, you know, e-commerce was the way to go. Like, retail is dying out, you know, brick and mortar. So it was like, well, why would you go into a brick and mortar space? Or why would you know, move away from e-commerce? Why would you go from a one-woman business with one product to this huge, you know, brick and mortar space with all of these products and all of, you know, the events and all the things that you wanted to do in the space? And I was like, nope, this was the vision that was given to me, and I'm gonna follow through with it. Like, it just felt right, you know? So
I feel like there's something to be said about when you feel that alignment Finally, it's like everything clicks and you're like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. For those who are struggling trying to find that alignment or trying to find their purpose, what are some things that you would kind of recommend or advice you would share?
That's a tough one because it's like, even for myself, whether it was prayer or, meditation, like all the things for a lot of years, it wasn't coming. I was kind of on this wheel of things. And so I guess I would say just stay consistent. And when the time is right and when you've done the work and a lot of times it's the journey. So it's like all of these things needed to happen in order for me to reach this point, for all of the things to align and for them to come to fruition. So patience and consistency, I guess, would be the things to, to practice. Just be consistent and don't get tired, don't get weary, just stay the course.
I think that's so true. And I think it's also like being aware of where you are in your journey and what is it exactly that you need. I feel like there's so many videos about like, oh, like you should meditate, you should do this and that, but like you have to see like what your soul needs or what you need at that time and then pour into that, and that'll help you get closer to where you want to be or like your truest self, as people would say.
Yeah, because I mean, even for me, like, so, and this is a lot of information, but even for me, so it was crazy because like once that happened for me, it's like, oh, like this is it, like this is the purpose, this is the vision, this is where I need to be moving. Simultaneously, like I was going through so much other stuff, it was like my marriage falling apart, I was going through separation, it was like all these things that were happening, at the same time, and it was like, what is this? What is this? I felt so fulfilled and happy, like in purpose, but then was like struggling, on the other side of things. So it was a crazy, crazy time, but it was like I knew that that was what where I needed to be, so.
You had to break in some areas to build in others. And I went through something similar too, where, it was the height of the pandemic. I was like, okay, I'm going to quit my full-time job. I'm going to finally pursue entrepreneurship, start my agency. And then my 3-year relationship ended. I started moving into my own studio apartment, experiencing solo living during the pandemic. Far away from my family. And it was just like, okay, like I was super excited about entrepreneurship, but now I'm feeling alone in this journey. Do you have any, I guess, like a network or like people that you can lean on that are also entrepreneurs or just like your supporters? Like, how did you, I guess, cultivate a tribe?
It's been difficult. And I like I have dreams of cultivating more of a, I guess like, a network or a mastermind of sorts of Black women entrepreneurs in the wellness space. So really in any space. Because I didn't grow up, with entrepreneurs. My mom was a school teacher, my daddy worked at a factory. So I didn't have a clear picture or an example of what an entrepreneur, did look like. And even to be very honest, it's still somewhat of a struggle with the people around me that I love most, like my family, my friends. Because, they see me working so hard and they see all the things that I do, and it's like, well, why you ain't called me today, or I ain't talked to you in a while, or it's like, look, I'm working. I have so much going on. So like really just trying to get them to like, understand and see that I'm trying to live out a vision and purpose over here. And not feel guilty about, sometimes the lack of communication or time that I get to spend with them. So it's, yeah, I'm still working on cultivating that, that tribe and the group of people. And I have friends that are entrepreneurs. Especially like once I've moved back to New Orleans, that I really love and appreciate. And we get to hang out. Sometimes it's their moms too. So it's just we're all just out here trying to live in purpose and do our thing. So really just being understanding too of their journey. So it's a work in process, finding my tribe when it comes to that at least.
Yeah, it's interesting because like family and friends are used to you like operating in a certain capacity.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of like change the way you're operating because maybe you're more like busy or you're needed in
Yeah.
other areas, they're like, well, what about me? But it's like,
Yeah.
you also have to know yourself right in setting digital boundaries. I know myself. If my mom called me, I'm probably going to be on the phone with her for like a good 30 minutes to an hour. And then I'm
Yeah.
going to get off the phone and then I'm not going to want to finish what I was doing.
Exactly.
So I definitely feel you
It's
on that.
like
I think.
I talk to my mom every single day, and like if I don't call her by like 4 p.m., she calls me like, I ain't heard from you today. I'm like, Mama,
Right.
it's just 4. Like, give me a break. Like, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah, it's like being able to also try to share in that entrepreneurial experience with, those who may not be aware of like what it all entails. Because like you ask my parents or like maybe some of my friends, I'm like, oh, if you're working from home, I'm like, but I'm working, like I'm getting some stuff done, and so I think that's always a struggle. How have you we talked about just kind of like networking with other people, other women, especially like in the wellness space. What has that been like for you being a Black woman in the wellness space? Have you had some hurdles that you've had to combat? Like, what has the journey been?
The journey, I feel like when I first started, I guess in this space, like 2017, I'll say physical space, like 2017, 2018 to now, I feel like, as Black women, our presence in the wellness space looks a lot different. The struggle is no longer, having, equitable spaces and things for Black women. Like everybody, is on their self-care and soft life kick. So, and there are so many Black faces in wellness. I think the struggle for me now is really to not, or the hurdle is to not commodify wellness. It's like, are you really doing the work? It's not about, okay, what we can post on Instagram or what it looks like on the inside. Like, are you doing the work internally? Are we doing the work internally? For me, like, am I practicing what I'm preaching? Like, am I taking slow days? Am I giving myself grace? Am I doing all those things that I'm preaching, to other people? So I think that at this very moment, like, that's the biggest hurdle, is to like, okay, cool, we can buy the products, we can do the things, we can get the facials, but like, it's really a holistic thing. Like, what do the insides look like? Like, where's your mind? How are you mentally? What are you putting in your body? Are you drinking your water? Like, that's the hurdle. That keeps coming up for me, like just doing the real work, and not making it about, this capitalistic society.
Yeah, because you know what? Like, you'll get on social media and there's a lot of aesthetic videos, right? Of like someone's wellness routine or morning routine. And then it's like, okay, like it looks good, but like, what else is happening like on the other end of that? And so sometimes I think you could easily get lost in there and think that that's what your wellness journey is supposed to look like when it's so much deeper than that.
So really, get to the root of whatever your wellness journey, should be. So.
So when someone steps into Freedom Apothecary, like what is that experience that you want them to have, especially like taking in everything that you all offer?
Yeah, so usually what happens when people come in, it's a sensory experience, because like most people come in and they're like, oh my gosh, it smells so good. They're kind of like breathing and exhaling, and so that's usually the first reaction. So I love that. And then usually it's like, okay, well, this place is so peaceful. I really feel at peace. And then from there, it's like, it's community. So it's like, other women in the space who truly want to see you thrive, who want to make sure you're getting the best, products, the best facial, the best community experience. Like, you know, we host events, we do yoga, we have breath work, we, you know, just all education about different products and botanicals. So really, you know, equipping you with the tools that you need and that you can take to, like, you know, care for yourself.
I know that you've had, you know, kind of like an evolution of the brand, but how did you kind of like give yourself grace during that process? I know that some people are a little bit nervous to reinvent themselves or to change things up, but how did you personally evolve?
Self-awareness, I think, was kind of the first, like, okay, being in tune with like what's happening. Okay, something doesn't feel right, or something does feel right, and you know, following through on those feelings. It's been scary. Like, I've made the transition. The last like 6 months to a year has been full of swift transitions. Relocating the store to New Orleans. During the relocation, my co-founder decided to leave the company, so now I'm like, you know, I'm solo on this journey again. And so it's been an adjustment, and you know, one that's has been full of, you know, uncertainty and fear, but also a deep knowing, like, okay, this is the direction that, like, this is where I need to be going. And then really just surrounding myself with, you know, a team of people that could pour into me and like give me the tools that I needed to be a leader, and you know, to run a company by myself, and to really believe in myself, you know, and like you said, give myself grace through the journey and through the evolution, and like really know that I have what it takes. You know, I wouldn't be here on this journey if God didn't already equip me with what I needed to be here.
I think that you know, we often get excited about the beginning phases of starting a business. Everything's so new, like, you know, you're learning everything, you want to make it look nice. But I always tell, especially new entrepreneurs, like, starting a business is, I feel like, the easy part is maintaining the business and finding a solid team to help support you.
That's so true. 'Cause like that's where like I find the most joy, the most freedom, is to like go like to design, and I got all these new brands and you know, brand partners, and like so like starting it, that's the fun part. Like picking out the colors and the decor and all that stuff. But like you said, like that's easy, that's fun. It can be, you know, hard, like day in and day out, late hours, you know, burning a candle on either end. But yeah, when you get into the throes of maintaining it, that's when it gets real.
So what's your process in like staying sane and not like trying to burn out? Do you have like a certain I guess schedule that you follow, and then like you cut it off at 5, or what is it?
I'm working on balance. And I don't know if you ever really truly find balance, but I'm working on it. And my coach, she was like, girl, you're so close to burnout and you don't really know it. And so lately been trying to be more intentional about just closing the computer and just taking days off. Like even if that's a vacation, I'll go, you know, check into a local hotel, like do an early check-in, a late check-out, just overnight, and just don't take my computer and just sit, chill, and just, you know, get away. You know, it's not easy. I don't like the word serial entrepreneur, but that's kind of where I am in life right now. And so making sure that all of the businesses, the kids, the house, and all that have everything that they need. I'm still working to find balance in that. So
I think, I don't know if balance is something that you achieve either. I feel like there's always going to be something, right? But I do think it's boundaries before trying to achieve balance. And it's like setting boundaries with yourself, and then also setting boundaries with other people so that they can respect those limitations that you're putting.
Absolutely.
So, what are some of the things that you like to do as an entrepreneur to experience self-care and wellness?
One of the things I just mentioned, like to one of the little cute like local boutique hotels, and just chilling, I'll go to the movies, listen to an audiobook, play with the kids, take them to the park, go skating or something to where I'm not thinking about business or work or whatever. Travel and meditation, breath work.
Yeah. Do you have any apps that you like to use?
I think it's, is it Calm?
I like Calm.
I think that's the one I use most often. No, Insight Timer.
Oh, I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, I
Okay.
think, let me see. I think it's Insight Timer.
Yeah, I was using Calm and I was using Headspace at one point, but I'm trying to see if I could do more like self-guided ones because my mind just be all over the place. I still be thinking about everything and it's not supposed to be perfect, but I'm like, and I just need to be still in my mind.
Oh, that's what I have to start like short, and it is Insight Timer, but like they have like different like lengths, so I'll be like, oh, it's 5 minute or 10 minute, and I'm like, okay, today let's just do a 10 minute one because I don't have I already know like my mind gonna be somewhere else in the next 10 15 minutes, so
Yeah, like it's the self-awareness, right? Like being aware that like I know what I could do at this point in time, and that's not 30 minutes. Advice for women who maybe want to get on this journey of entrepreneurship, but they're struggling with imposter syndrome or feeling like they don't have enough resources to become an entrepreneur. What would you say?
I definitely feel like I struggle with imposter syndrome too, especially as a Southern woman, born and raised in Mississippi. I've often, asked myself, not having a picture of entrepreneur, what entrepreneurship looks like. I've often, I guess, doubted myself. Like, well, what do I have to offer? Like, why would somebody want to hear what a woman or girl from Mississippi who grew up in the rural, country, like, why would you matter? What do you have to offer? Are you smart enough? Are you intelligent enough? Do you have like all of the things? But again, I feel like self-awareness and like really knowing who you are and understanding that you've been put in this position or in these rooms or at these tables for a reason, especially as a Black woman, where really Black people all together, but where we have a hard time getting in these spaces. Like if you're there, it's because you're meant to be there, and like don't doubt it, don't question it, and you have all that you need already. I truly believe that, like with everything, that when we do get in these spaces, it's because like we were meant to be there, and like being stern and aware and standing on that.
Yeah, I love that. And just being able to own it, and being able to fully walk in your purpose unapologetically is something that I've had to learn too.
I was listening. I think Michelle Obama said this, and she was like, a lot of times when you're in those spaces, you're questioning whether or not you belong. And she made a statement. She was like, and you look across the table and you see this other guy who, for sure, like after conversation, after they don't belong there. Like, they start talking to you like, no, th this is the actually the person who's in the room that don't belong in the room. And they've been put there, some they had an easy role there, like they don't belong there. Like, so like she was like, just remember, like the person in the room that don't belong is usually not you. So
And that person is more confident too, like they're like
exactly.
walking like they do belong when you know like okay like you don't, but you kind of like get yourself together and say like if this person can be confident that they belong here, I can too because I actually belong and I
And
can make an
like
impact.
for so long, we've been told that we don't belong in these spaces, or because you look like this, like you don't belong here. So like we've been conditioned and told like we don't belong. They've been conditioned and told that they do belong when they really don't have the tools and the education and talents to even be there. So it's like it's wrong on both instances. However, like you know you belong there, and so walk in there and be confident. And take up space, claim it. I'm here.
Exactly. And also like catching yourself when you start to think like that. I know for me, this week I started a new role and I was just like, oh, this role is like such a huge undertaking. Like, am I equipped to do it? Like, am I going to be successful? And I just had to stop myself in my tracks and be like, you cannot start down talking yourself before you even fully step into it. So you have to catch yourself when you're having those moments too.
Positive self-talk.
Yes. So are there any events or anything coming up that we should know about that you're planning for Freedom Apothecary or any of your other ventures?
Moving into fall, like we're gonna ramp it up. It frankly, it's too hot to do anything in New Orleans right now. Like,
Look.
stay in the houses. But
Yeah.
yeah, come fall, like August, September, we'll be doing a lot of events in the store and we're doing facials and services now. So if you're in New Orleans or coming to New Orleans, get a facial and come see Rochelle. She is angelic with her hands. So stop in. But yeah, that's it. Just be on the lookout for a jam-packed fall calendar. So
And where can we find you and Freedom Apothecary on socials?
yeah, so you can find me at It's Marissa, Morrisa, and Freedom Apothecary is at freedom.apothecary.
Nice. Well, I'm super excited to visit next time I'm in New Orleans. I'm very sad that I only discovered it like you after I was already in New Orleans. So excited to have another trip and very excited that you were able to join the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you loved this episode with founder of Freedom Apothecary, Marissa Jenkins. She dropped so many gems, and it's just so much more to come with our season, The Art of Being Well. If you're enjoying our season, be sure to follow us over on Instagram at The Boss Up Agency, and follow me over on Instagram as well at It's Brittany Nicole underscore. Be well.